This is St. Louis Public Radio. Now that the NFL is a fading memory in St. Louis, policymakers are thinking about what's next for the Rams' former stomping grounds. One idea is to revamp the Dome and Convention Center to bring lucrative events to town. But St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum visited the facility recently, and he reports that any overhaul won't be cheap.
I'm standing in what used to be the end zone for the team formerly known as the St. Louis Rams. It was here luminaries like Marshall Faulk and Ricky Prohl bobbed and weaved their way into football immortality. But there's no football this weekend or any time in the near future. Instead, the Edward Jones Dome is hosting the Progressive Insurance St. Louis Boat and Sports Show. It's an event that show manager Mark Adams says will bring thousands of people to St. Louis.
There'll be boats. 3D boats, real boats, nothing near virtual here, nothing digital in that respect.
Even though the Rams are headed to Inglewood, California, the Edward Jones Dome is by no means quiet or vacant. For years, the facility has hosted public events, trade shows, conventions, and even monster truck rallies. These shindigs attract tens of thousands of visitors to St. Louis, which helps the region's retail businesses. With efforts to build a riverfront stadium scuttled by the Rams' departure, St. Louis Alderman Jack Coder wants to focus on sprucing up the Dome and Convention Center.
Getting the Rams out of the Convention Center was a priority. Whether they were leaving town or just moving to a new facility, we need to free up the Edward Jones Dome and the Convention Center to make the improvements to that facility so we can attract more conventions, because we can generate a lot of economic activity.
But the president of the St. Louis Convention and Visitors Commission says reconfiguring the big building won't come cheap. Kitty Ratcliffe says if St. Louisans want to see more events, they'll need to spend some public money to revamp the facility.
The investment is not just an investment to keep up with the Joneses. The investment is one that needs to be made to maintain our position and continue to attract business to this region, which is a big part of our economy.
Because of the way the building was structured over the years, waiters have to travel a number of blocks and up several levels to get to a banquet hall. And it's often very cumbersome to get large groups of people to travel between the convention center and the dome.
And that is a challenge for us for repeat business. You know, we can book them once, but getting them to come back again after they understand that those challenges happen is a little bit harder.
There's no specific estimate about how much the convention center improvements will cost. Ratcliffe has talked with St. Louis and St. Louis County officials about putting public money into a convention center overhaul. But not everybody views this type of focus so magnanimously.
Don't start with the notion that this is a magic elixir for doing great things downtown or boosting the St. Louis economy.
That's Haywood Sanders, a professor of public administration at the University of Texas at San Antonio. Sanders says one of the pitfalls of devoting resources to attract more events is that St. Louis isn't operating in a vacuum. Since 2000, Sanders says there's been a nearly 40% hike in the supply of convention space across the nation.
Be enthusiastic about St. Louis, but recognize that we live in a market in which even San Diego has to give away its convention center space for free.
But back at the boat show, there's optimism from people like Mark Adams about attracting more conventions and events to St. Louis. The Rams' departure has already sparked a change in his boating extravaganza.
Certainly the month of January has opened up. For example, next year this show will be moving into January, and we're thrilled about that. But this is a very busy building for both consumer shows like this and also out-of-town trade shows.
So the convention center and dome can be quite busy for the foreseeable future. Whether it will get the facelift that some policymakers want, however, remains to be seen. I'm Jason Rosenbaum, St. Louis Public Radio.